This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. President Joe Biden has told reporters that an investigation of sexual harassment allegations against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is underway, and he's waiting to see what it will uncover. Mr. Biden made the comment Sunday on the White House South Lawn when a reporter asked him if Cuomo should resign. It was the first time the president has expressed an opinion on the allegations against his fellow Democrat. Earlier Sunday, White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told MSNBC that every woman who makes such allegations should be listened to and respected. She said that is what the president and Vice President Kamala Harris believe. Harris herself has not yet commented on the matter. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is making a trip this week. It's his first foreign visit as Pentagon chief. He's heading to India, Japan, and South Korea to boost military cooperation with American allies and foster credible deterrence against China. Austin flew out of Hawaii, seat of the American Military Command for the Indo-Pacific region. He'll be joined in Tokyo and Seoul by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. This tour in Asia of the U.S. heads of diplomacy and defense follows an unprecedented summit of the Quad. That's an informal alliance of nations born in the 2000s to counterbalance the rising influence of China. The members include the United States, Australia, India, and Japan. Blinken will also join President Joe Biden's National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, in Anchorage, Alaska on March 18th with their Chinese counterparts. The Biden administration has generally backed the tougher approach to China initiated by the Trump administration, but has also insisted on some cooperation. VOA News. Reports from Myanmar say security forces on Sunday killed at least 39 people, 22 of them in a suburb of Yangon, the country's main city. That would make this the bloodiest day so far of demonstrations against the February 1st military coup. Reuters news agency quotes the advocacy group Assistance Association for Political Prisoners as saying security forces shot protesters in Yangon's Lengtaya suburb, which is home to Chinese-owned factories. China is seen as supportive of the junta that took over the civilian government. Authorities have imposed martial law in Lengtaya. A TV station run by the military said security forces acted after four garment factories and a fertilizer plant were set ablaze, and about 2,000 people had stopped fire engines from reaching them. The military government did not answer calls requesting comment. The advocacy group said 16 more protesters were killed in other cities and townships. Overall, the group says security forces have killed 126 people and detained more than 2,150 since the coup on February 1st. More than 300 of those detainees have since been released. Miami Beach city officials say about 100 people were arrested and two police officers injured over the weekend as spring break crowds gathered in the Florida city. Miami Beach police said in a tweet that they arrested 30 people Saturday night. On Friday night, a large and boisterous crowd surrounded police officers, resulting in two Miami Beach officers being sent to the hospital for treatment. The tweet said the incident involved a large crowd being disorderly. Police tweeted that they used pepper balls to disperse the group. A spokeswoman for the city told CNN that the weekend's arrests included some for seizure of weapons and drugs. Central African Republic voted at heavily guarded polling stations in a second round of parliamentary elections on Sunday after rebel violence marred December's polls. A spokesman for the National Elections Authority said voting started smoothly with just slight delays across the capital, Bangui. Small lines of residents could be seen waiting to vote as large numbers of police and gendarmes stood by. Authorities are anxious to avoid a repeat of the turmoil surrounding December's vote when President Faustin Archange Touadéra won re-election. But rebels, who the United Nations say are backed by former President Francois Bozize, sought to take control amid allegations of voting irregularities. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.